With the Jaguars.com OTA report, this is J.P. Shadrick. We're in the West Touchdown Club at Everbank Field because of the tropical storm conditions at the Florida Blue practice fields on Thursday morning. It was a sloppy track today for OTA number 9. Team moved the start of practice ahead by an hour and a half and practiced for an hour and a half ahead of the major part of Tropical Storm Andrea. The storm is forecast to make landfall in the Big Bend of Florida sometime Thursday. The heaviest rains expected late Thursday and early Friday morning here in Jacksonville. The Jaguars are expected to practice Friday morning at 9:40. That time is still on as of right now. Today, we look into the trenches and talk offensive line. This is a group that was banged up from the start of training camp last year through the end of the 2012 season. Left guard Will Rackley is back from an ankle injury. Right guard Uche Nwaneri fought through injuries all of last year and had some offseason surgery on his knee, but he seems to be back on track now. With some veteran presence and a new face on the right side, the veterans feel that, at least for now, there seems to be some stability on the line.
This gives us a chance to begin to gel, you know, early. Last year, we had some injuries, you know, early in, you know, training camp, and, you know, guys were kind of shuffling in and out the whole preseason, and there wasn't really a chance to gel that much as a unit. But right now, we've got pretty much everybody who's going to be in there, set in there to start working together, communicate, and getting on the same page. So it gives us a lot more time than we had last year to get on the same page with each other and just kind of begin to get everything moving and everything, you know, polished up as a unit.
Game one, game two is when you really can start to get a feel for what you have, and that's just the beginning stage. You know, training camp, practice is practice, and it means everything, but game day is a little bit different. You know, once we have that experience together, you know, then we can start to see where we're at.
Now, remember, these OTA practices are non-contact officially, so we'll get a full view of that offensive line coming up in July when they start throwing on the pads for the first time. A major part of the stability on the offensive line falls on the shoulders of first-round pick Luke Jokel. Now, from all accounts, the rookie out of Texas A&M has handled his transition to the right side pretty well. He played on the left side for 3 years in College Station. Nearly through his first offseason of work, Jokel says he's found his sea legs.
It's been a process every single day, you know, getting more comfortable. You know, I'm definitely am feeling better than I did, you know, back in rookie camp a month or so ago. And, you know, trying to get better every single day, just feeling more comfortable with the offense. It's, you know, when you're blocking just a base defense, it's a lot easier than when you're seeing all the different looks, you know, our defense is giving us and the different blitz packages. And, you know, that's definitely the kind of thing I need to just keep working on and keep getting a lot of reps against to improve my game in that way.
Is it more in the classroom or more on the field or a combination of both where you get better at that?
It's a combination of both. You know, you definitely got to get in the book. You know, you definitely got to, you know, read your assignments. But, you know, in the playbook, you can't show you what to do against, you know, this and that and all the different blitzes they can show you. You know, it's going against reps against them. You know, it's the way you improve is that is not by making the same mistake twice. Is you know, if you do it one, make a mistake one time, you know, me being young and all that stuff, you know, I can't make that same mistake twice. And that's what I'm trying to do right now.
A few other notes. Thursday, the final OTA practice is still scheduled for Friday morning, a 9:40 a.m. start. That is pending the weather, but of course they practice through the rain today. It could be the case again tomorrow morning. The event at the Jacksonville Zoo Thursday is canceled. That's the Stand United Pep Rally. It will be rescheduled at some point. The caravans are still on Friday in Daytona, Saturday in Altamont Springs. And Justin Blackman's Bowl-a-thon for the Red Cross is still on for tonight at Latitude 30. He'll give $15,000 to tornado relief in Oklahoma. Well, it's time for our daily dose of the ozone. Senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier, tells us about a young player continuing to make strides.
I'm John Osier with A View from the Ozone. And maybe the oddest part of the Jaguars offseason is how many people seem to have forgotten about, well, the guy who might have been the Jaguars' best player last season. We're not talking Maurice Jones-Drew, Paul Posluszny, or even Brian Anger. We're talking Cecil Shorts. Since Justin Blackman's suspension, it's been amazing the number of emails from people worried about the Jaguars losing their best receiver. No knock on Blackman, but statistically and in reality, Shorts was the Jaguars' best receiver last season. Maybe their best player, period. He made the biggest plays and did so the most consistently. Here's what's most impressive. From all indications, Shorts is getting better. He's consistently open in practice, running crisp routes, and both quarterbacks, Blaine Gabbert and Chad Henne, have a lot of confidence in him. One of the neatest things about an NFL offseason is seeing a guy on the cusp, clearly ready to take another step. Of all the current Jaguars, Shorts looks the most like that guy. So yes, the Jaguars are going to miss Blackmon early next season. But to say they will be without their best receiver early, you'd be hard-pressed to argue that.
OTA's winding down. We'll have our final report on Friday afternoon right here on Jaguars.com. With the Jaguars.com OTA report, this is JP Shadrick.